Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I'm your host, Tavik, your co-host, Ghetto G. We'll be doing this whenever the hell he shows the fuck up. It's as simple as that. We ain't got nobody tuning in yet, so we can do it like we normally do. Track after track, and I say we kick things off with a little twisted Monster's Ball.
Thank you.
rim straight, rolling on flat tires, reaching to a halt, spark spitting at the paparazzi. Reload your flash bulb for the dead body. Seven bitches and human abominations line up behind the velvet rope, waving their invitations. One by one, they all pile in, find their seat and wait for the ceremony to begin. And when the lights fall, it's just like nightfall, unable to see a single thing in front of your eyeballs. All you can hear is a scream from the audience as the victims up in the pits get robbed of their innocent shit. I love the terror, I'm in VIP with these vampire bitches taking hits of mutant ecstasy. Spilled the blood, the torch is lit. Compared to the monster's ball, yo, bash ain't shit.
Come out! Let's see here. Up next.
Five Finger Death Punch. House of the Rising Sun.
She wasn't born anorexic, but nowadays she suffers, staring at these half-naked stars on magazine covers, feeling pressured by the public. She only weighs 90 pounds, but still sucks in her stomach. On the inside, she's dying, lying to herself, thinking, one day she might just collapse, she can't avoid it. Too many sleepless nights spent bent over a toilet, spewing vomit like she was an alcoholic, praying to a god she never believed in to stop it. Hasn't eaten in weeks, drinks water by the heaps. Now she looks like the skeleton she sees in a closet. So close to death she can taste it, body looks wasted. Hates life, hates you, hates the way she looks naked. Now she's feeling drowsy, lousy, thinking maybe better off without me.
I'm so sorry for all that I've done. I'm so sorry for what I've become. I'm so sorry for wasting your time. I can't hold it back cause I'm losing my mind. I'm so sorry for all that I've done. I'm so sorry for what I've become. I'm so sorry for wasting your time. I can't hold it back cause I'm losing my mind.
She's staring at her belly, she's so scared to touch it, imagining the feeling when it kicks inside her stomach. Too late for safe sex, should I use a latex? She can't afford a baby or minimum wage paycheck. Her waistline climbs by inches, cause she traded in the morning workouts for morning sickness. Feeling nauseous, sleeps on her back cause she's cautious. Give life or take life, that's her only option. Only if she had a magic wand, she'd go back to that night and put her clothes back. What's growing inside? How could she love something that's barely alive? Her body's aching, shaking from sweaty palms and cold sweat. Mentally exhausting like phone sex. No regrets, life or death in hot stakes. Cause right or wrong, it's only her choice to make.
I'm so sorry for all that I've done. I'm so sorry for what I've become. I'm so sorry for wasting your time. I can't hold it back cause I'm losing.
Too long, time to write another chapter, we've been gone far too long.
Look, one, it's the
a flash like a shadow, make it a double take, your wife gets left a widow. Dark load is kinda like a boxer's fist, five of us packed together, covered up and ready to hit. We turn bodies to souls, souls to black mist. The devil's most cleverest trick is to make you think he don't exist. We opaque, translucent, an eternal brotherhood, a secret society buried deep up in the woods.
Opacity basically means that you can't see the brotherhood of five elements. We get deadly, be handy, throwing at the devil, calling wicked, knee deep in the cloudy water, see alone, it's never picking. Conflicting my thoughts of life and death and in between. And if you're true, psycho schizo, then you're knowing what I mean. As we march in a procession down the long and winding path, skeleton hand full of compass, dead skin for a map.
Even on a sunshiny day, I'm grimy, I can't find my way. Untie me, I don't mind the hate. It reminds me I'm of time and space. Five nomads, followers of no fads. Lotus Sam rises up above the petals of grass, which was once overtowering, now we overpowering. Planting our seeds for whatever tomorrow brings. Separated and laughed at from most kind. I stood firm on my own too and passed by. My middle finger in the air because I'm that guy who don't give a fuck to watch each and every one of y'all die. Now put the signal in the sky and let them know that I'm a lotus and brotherhood is the life. And if we grow and keep the focus the stronger we're gonna get. And no longer can we forget all the power that we can shift.
And we're back. You know, I'm going to say this. MTV really needs to stop these stupid Teen Mom shows and 16 and Pregnant. First of all, we don't give a fuck. Second off, all you're doing is encouraging all these idiot teens to go out and fucking create things, make up things. Oh, if I get pregnant, I'm under the age, I'll get put on MTV. Like, fucking seriously, MTV, we don't give a shit. Stop encouraging these dumbass kids. Anyways, here we go with little Eminem, Nate Dogg, Crack Rocks.
Till the roof comes on, till the lights go out, till my leg give out, can't shut my mouth.
And we are back. And I think we're going to go with a little G.G. Allen.
This track is dedicated to my ex-coworker, just whatever the fuck your last name is, for being a dumbass. And let's see, grabbing minors on a fucking scooter, flashing your dick to minors like a dumbass that you are. And yeah, so here we go, G.G. Allen. Expose yourself to kids, dumbass.
In my basement caskets in my garage. People think I'm joking, but It's number one, that's why I'm twisty, that's why I rock the dead. Smell them bombers, brother, turn me on, make me someone you should dread. Gonna cut your ass, open, tickle your guts with my tongue. Think that's fucking crazy, bitch, I only just begun. Got me in a dark place, let's face it, I'm glad. I'll burn you full of boils and you can't fucking scat. Gonna wish I was a ghost, gonna wish I was a ghoul. Go to every fucking school, blow up the preschool. Why am I so cruel? Bitch, that's rhetorical. I ain't got a soul, I make this day historical. Bodies, blood, and dust should be scattered everywhere. I'm the Antichrist, more hated than Obamacare. Halloween brings out the side of me you wish you never knew. Use your meat for beef stew. Your blood is my shampoo. Gotta eat, gotta shower. Trick or treat, I got the power. Not complete till I devour. At your feet, I leave a flower. I'm popping champagne for everybody I pain. You can call me insane, but I see no evil, call me king. To me, it's natural, nothing beautiful with death. Love to masturbate to a hot date, taking her last breath. My mind will harm, she's scariest thing I've ever seen. I might kill your family, but hey, happy Halloween. Here we go, torturing souls, nice and slow. Welcome to my upheaval, in my mind, I see no evil. Here we come, here we go, it's Halloween, time to steal the show. Blood will splatter, blood will stare, voices in my head, favorite time of year.
It's a time to seize and release my inner beast. Let my demons out, they need to go and feast. When the night falls, there's just no escape. It's just not the same unless you wear somebody's face. Today I can now walk with all the normal folk. You laugh at me on you, but Halloween is no joke. You can't see the monster that lays behind my eyes. All the slaughter excites me with all the screams and cries. This is the end of you, you're gonna feel my rage. Your ass is gone in 60 seconds, no Nicolas Cage. In a victory, it's raining blood like the evil dead. You thought God was gonna help you, but you were misled. I masturbate the murder scenes and all exhausted photos. I'm a sick bastard, I love bloody pornos. I love gothic bitches that are in the blood and guts. I really do adore those filthy little sluts. Laying in a cemetery at a grave site. Fucking dead bitches eating candy in the moonlight. Like Shawn Michaels, we're the showstopper. Dismantling people badly, it's a slobber knocker. Foodies I digest, don't be seeing no evil. This time of year, I always lose control. You're out trick or treating and your kids disappear. No, not the Wyatts, but remember where.
We'll be right back.
Good fucking homies. These are some good homies of mine from fucking Michigan. This is Shotgun Opera. Get to the point.
You got to Zippity zippity bappity bap, zip zip zoom, bap bap boom, zippity bap, crackity clap, put one in the hole, I'm ready to rap. This how we do when the king's in the building, this how we do when the cast starts feeling, this how we do when the barrel goes bam, this how I do when I'm smoking on my gram, yeah. Tell me you motherfuckers what you wanna do, wanna run on a track, or run on a two, wanna run, 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 let me get that, split that, run, 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 let me hit that, rip that, hit that, rip that, get that, go, let me put it in the pipe, let me pack it in the bowl, like run, 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 like a bottle of crazy, run in the show.
I never really get upset all the way to the point where I feel like, you know what, left now, try to get a good outlook, try to reroute all thoughts, try to weigh me down now. Need is a big bag of weed and a couple shots, but let's take ground. These dope beats that I bang in my Jeep, I'm way from mountaintop out of town. Yeah, that's where I go when I gotta go get out, so I don't feel my top off explode. When I lose control, they don't tell if I'm gonna come back in one piece body whole. I know you know, or at least I know that you relate, cause I heard some new stories told. Gotta take the leap, babe, put a song on your headphones, know that you're not alone.
Thank you. chill at will. Just chill. Lay back with my fucking little knives. I'll strive, sick of your fucking little wife. Let me explain this game of depth and size. So let's take a ride, cause I'm insane in the brain and you can't maintain my sanity, bitch. Real crazy, nigga. It's the crazy clan in the house, bitch.
Mother. strange and belligerent. I'm the definition of stupid, crazy, and ignorant. Cuddy is always in the wind, never know when I'm finna get saucy. Thinking she bossy, I take the pussy and christen it. Passing that nigga christen it pretty soon as they in the bitch. Fucking your main little squeeze and won't remember it. Each moment I'm intimate, freaks moaning, I'm innocent, scream. They want it in him quick, please, I won't come in a bit. And even white hoes wanna address a brother, caress a brother. So we just call them kept for lovers, a kept for brother. I used to slide it out in the day, but I ain't trying to slide it out with some hate. Nigga, you feels me? I know they want some of the clown DNA, so I just tell them in a roundabout way, it's gonna kill me. I know they want some of the clown DNA, so I just tell them in a roundabout way, it's gonna kill me.
Hit me back. If you trippin', I'ma hit you, bet you won't. Hit me back. When I hit you with this tech, I bet you won't. Hit me back. I know y'all hate the way I skied in the lock. Three gon' be in the back with the simmy, simmy, simmy. I'ma hit you, bet you won't. Hit me back. When I hit you with this tech, I bet you won't. Hit me back. I know y'all hate the way I skied in the lock. Three gon' be in the back with the simmy, simmy, simmy. So woo, woo, so woo, woo, so woo, so woo.
Don't get curious when I be checking you.
So woo, woo, so woo, woo, so woo, so woo, woo, so woo, woo, so woo.
When I get back with the villains, I got this filling up togetherness. No better click was reppin' harder than Villians. I talked to Scooby the General, he told me trippin' was minimal because they're the hardest in red. I told him, fill me in. He told me Rock Betty and Bob running from Cali from cops to KTM with the red rag and rocks on Scooby Nim. Infected a Midwest blocks, that was 85, now I'm locked on 57, and I got cowards ready to do me in. I'm 34 now, and still it's war, how? Because I rip 5, 6, and 7 for sure, pal. And I don't walk with my niggas, I talk to my niggas, no more, but me and the villains and hostiles, niggas galore. And I'm lost in riches on tour, and I'm offing bitches and whores, and I'm tossing liquors in Florida, niggas in Denver and Florida.
Oh why, oh the Crips and the Bloods had niggas die. So how can you look me in my eye like cuss me like I ain't smoked a lovely and went to the burial ground and buried niggas who loved me.
That's disrespect, homie. We got respect only, we don't blood to niggas to death when they jacks, homie. They put they specs on me, glancing at my wristwatch like I ain't reduced a nick off in this spot. Like I ain't got ties to the 5-6 block. Real niggas that'll kill you. Listening to Slipknot, got us busting out of a red Impala. Niggas better call Africa Bambaataa. A Jah, Yahweh Jesus, then Allah. Cause niggas don't whip you like a human pinata. Holla, I'ma give a nigga necrosis. I'm hopeless when I'm in your focus. Just know this, my psychosis is the dopest. And I'm about to get my niggas back into rap with they straps in they lap. 57 with the gat, hit me back.
I'ma hit you, bet you won't. Hit me back. When I hit you with this tech, I bet you won't. Hit me back. I know y'all hate the way I skied in the lock. Three gon' be in the back with the simmy, simmy, simmy. If you trippin', I'ma hit you, bet you won't. Hit me back. When I hit you with this tech, I bet you won't. Hit me back. I know y'all hate the way I skied in the lock. Three gon' be in the back with the simmy, simmy, simmy. So woo, woo, so woo, woo, so woo, so woo.
Don't get curious when I be checking you.
So woo, woo, so woo, woo, so woo, so woo.
So I get shit back before I hit you back. When I click and clack, nigga, if it's this and that over frickin' crack blood, I can get you back.
So woo, woo, so
and
woo.
You can put a bitch on that. I'll boost a few to prove that you're just a batch. Matter of fact, a dude in boosting a killish cat. Oops, I mean impostin', envision that. Better let it ride and you can never hit me back, nigga.
I'ma hit you, bet you won't. Hit me back. When I hit you with this tech, I bet you won't. Hit me back. I know y'all hate the way I skied in the lock. Three gon' be in the back with the simmy, simmy, simmy. If you trippin', I'ma hit you, bet you won't. Hit me back. When I hit you with this tech, I bet you won't. Hit me back. I know y'all hate the way I skied in the lock. Three gon' be in the back with the simmy, simmy, simmy.
So woo, whoop, so woo, whoop, so woo, so woo, whoop, so woo, whoop, so woo, so woo, whoop, so woo, whoop, so woo, so woo. Whoop, so whoop, whoop, so whoop.
Fixious Entertainment. Crash Out Music. A game. It go one for the money. It go one for the money. And two for the show. Yeah. It go one for the money. And two for the chase.
Money coming fast like a NASCAR race. Ricky Bobby shaking face. Ricky from the gutter. Memphis, Tennessee, and I ain't here to play the fucking game. Took me 10 years to realize I was white trash. Now I totally embrace it, man. Going harder than I ever have. I get money every day like a stock exchange. I love that money like Ricky Bobby, and I'm all against the press like taking bait. And I'm about to do whatever it takes to get more cake and eat it too. I'm leading you to the finish line like New George, the Flyers, and Eagle food. Trying to keep up with me and Jelly Roll is almost impossible. Don't try it, fool. Gotta keep it real for the folks who don't know we are beasts and what we fucking do. One for the money, two for the show, three for the whole, four for the growing blow. It's Lil White, not mouth is bitch. Now hit him with the motherfucking hook, Jelly Roll.
Swerving, catching bites, me and Rail shaking bait. Call it Talladega Nights, yeah, it's Fat Man Jones, bitch. You already know it. And that OG White Kush, yeah, that's what I'm blowing about that cash flow. I think about it every hour, I'm an asshole. Living in the past like Kenny Powers, and I ain't gotta say it. These bitches know my CeeLo. A great white shark in an ocean full of Nemos. And I got pussy way before I had a groupie. Cause bitches love me like a Twilight movie.
Let's see here, I'm not supposed to give y'all motherfuckers.
Let's see. Mad Max. Carl Panzram.
I'll be that late slip lunatic. I don't say shit till I'm doing it. I'm losing the tools in the human body. Clear skin until it's spewing thick. Crimson liquid out onto the ground with a beautiful drip. Now it's blowing. I know it'll be difficult getting away with it. You're going Wednesday and your picture's on the news by the weekend. Bitch, you're degenerate, wicked, illiterate. My literacy is ill-effective syllable. Killing with sentences, paragraphs, one page paper. Haymaker, maker, hater, educated station. Fucker, gay faker, late player, naysayer. Turn him into paper. Life is a bitch, so fuck it, I'm a raper. And duct tape, fuck face, videotaper. Then chuckle at the missing persons report. I'm calling a paper.
Water and sand on it. I wish you all had one. Now can I have my hands on it? Yeah, it's Mad
like, yo, fuck your swag. Your swagger just isn't done right. Believe your photo shoot looking like you suffered a gunfight. Pearly light, you heard me right. I ain't afraid to scrap even in a dirty fight. Yeah, I know my reputation is basically I'm a lame, and I'm saying that shit's a falsification. Man, I've been praying someone tries to come and fucking fight me. Someone comes out of their mouth sideways saying they don't like me. You could be gutter or conscious or wicked or hypey, but out rap Mad Max, that's unlikely. I give a fuck how many likes you got. I wish that Facebook had a button for I'd like you shot. Homie, fucking Eskimos don't even find you hot. I wish that I could make you bleed every time you shot. Bow down to your nemesis. Everything you ever did was never this sick. Hot terrorist, red and demented. I'm ever devilish. Violence is the only way that we can settle this. Yeah. Old school like a Grand Am. Hater like Coral Pantram. I would take a rap cane, throw it in water and sand on it. I wish you all had one neck and I had my hands on it.
I have no desire whatever to reform myself. My only desire is to reform other people who try to reform me. And I believe that the only way to reform people is to kill them. My motto is rob them all, rape them all, and kill them all. I am very truly yours, signed.
Yeah. Switchblade Stiletto. Malachi. Fiasco and Ready. LSP on the beat, baby. You know how we run shit. We're still creeping. We're still lurking, and this is the call for the motherfucking curtain. Let's go.
This a creep show, running with my people. Painted up like freak show, we schizo. Razor blade slit throat, we murky wall. Bloody up the floor, and this monster's ball. Hater, we can fuck them all. Pissed off because a girl wanna juggle these monster balls. Bitch, don't make me flip the script. I bury them all, the script tight, when the grip tight. Trigger finger, it's right. Tip whatever's inside. I don't give a fuck what y'all be saying. Digging holes for the body, hit with a shotty like military training. The slugger cave your brain, and no need for explaining. We speeding, so stay in your lane, and I ain't playing. There's no games here. Gunshots pop up like this is Chinese New Year. I've been in the game, you lames is all new here. This curtain call cut your whole crew, yeah.
I'm still creeping, I'm still lurking. Cave on your throat, and the blood starts squirting.
My name ring heavy like it's bound to echo. Speak it loosely and get low. I ain't talking guitars when I say that I'm bringing a metal. I'ma dead you, send you to the earth and give your family a funeral to attend to. This ain't a random shooting spree. This is you and me, and truthfully you gonna bleed beautifully. This ain't no cruelty, it's divine torture. Let me take it even further. I am the scarecrow, infectious, watch the fear grow. White out eyes, they say you look at the weirdo and realize that death is what you near, bro. It's far from the terror in the average, insane and savage. Loving seeing blood in the slashes, leaking from some open gashes. Got jaws up the mouth of hide a cabinet. Boy, you can go on and say that I'm a sadist. The vice is a madness.
I'm still creeping, I'm still lurking. Cave on your throat and the blood starts squirting. Close your eyes, we're better die than to fight a lie.
Now close the curtain.
I'm still creeping, I'm still lurking. Cave on your throat and the blood starts squirting. Close your eyes, we're better die than to fight a lie.
Now close the curtain.
As it close the curtain, it's over your casket. Your show, and I'ma throw out your ashes as you take your last breath. This astral projection down to domination, soon as it hits cremation. Your sister let all hide out with granulation, staring at a recremation to my transmutation. We're here for the kill, we're here to grab the nation. Karma's left to fill the room, we're like Bonnie and Clyde, bringing the mansion aside, leaving every vulture crucified. Eyes of fear so petrified, broken and shocked and paralyzed. Rubber locomotion, we're desensitized. Now it's your turn, close your eyes, seems as we lay you to die. Time to say your goodbyes to the fiery death. No paradise with the sickness, we're here to terrorize.
I'm still breathing, I'm still lurking. Cave on your throat and the blood starts working. Close your eyes, prepare to die, that's the final act.
Now close the curtain.
I'm still creeping, I'm still lurking.
I know that you perpetrating, you undercover Satan. Cast a mob voodoo spell, head shrunken like a raisin. I ain't hating, I'm just saying, why you waiting to die? Because that's all you talk about, and you don't believe in God. Kinda odd how you see this, but you don't believe in Jesus. I picked up an emo kid and I hacked him to pieces. This thesis is horrorcore, piss is too cliche, but you can catch me pumping wicked shit all day.
Baseball bat to your cranium splat. Keep that backpack wrapped till yourself will get smacked. I'm wicked with that carving blade. Your guts look like red marmalade. Bring you to my table, I operate so I can wear your face. They're keeping pace of going astray, afraid of what I have to say. Wicked is my everyday, not just how I get my pay. Pass on the collection tray, I'm ready for the blood to spray. Wicked shit, protege, the names I pray and say DJ. Why you tripping, motherfucker, you don't know me.
Only on the low key,
we keep it OG. Wake you. Why you tripping, motherfucker? You don't know me.
Keep it wicked when you only on the low key.
We keep it OG. Wake you.
I'm picking in my dough, pick up the phone. I'm going home to where the wicked stay with bloody stains down on my knees. I start to pray for rain and change your better days. The wicked shit runs through my face. That's my forte. I'm bringing pain to those who try to perpetrate. It's far too late. To ask your soul, just pay your soul before you board. Think that sound is wicked, that shot crap, a horror code. Don't get it, no, with that wicked step your game up and bring that crisp. But keep it faking, I'ma leave your body with razor blade bracelets.
I say something, I get that dough, even though I'm on that wicked flow. I'm a hypocrite, well I already know. See a pussy, I'm gonna have to make them die slow. Keep my eyes low, when I blow that smoke. See a bitch on coke that I had to choke. Got real blessed up when I slit that door. Only thing in the life that can help me cope. Stay fresh, like up, get strangled with a rope. Now you don't wanna die, but there is no hope. When your soul leave your body, where you think you're gonna go? Stupid motherfucker, I told you so. Tell a jump hello when you see me below. Cause I know for sure you ain't got a halo. Let go of your fame like it was an ego. Rearrange your ways like you're fucking with Play-Doh.
Why you tripping, motherfucker, you don't know me.
On the low key,
we keep it OG. Wake you. Why you tripping, motherfucker? You don't know me.
When you only on the low key,
we keep it OG. Wake you.
If you find this offensive, then nigga, I'm glad. I'm really tired of you facts, licking in your maxi packs. Wanna brag, talking about you down forever in the day. But you just heard your first bit of wicked shit the other day. Take your Saint DK, you're praying, we can be too religious. And only your homeboys and nut riders gonna feel us. Don't you know we two of the realest, set the beef up on the table. Yo, if my name is Kane, then I guess you must be able, bro.
I lost in my conscience, I'm rude and obnoxious. No more dealing with nonsense, your attempts made me nauseous. I'm reckless, not cautious, I'm mind shot, not thoughtless. Got the gun from the closet, told the prayers I cocked it. Home brother, another murder in the first degree. Throwing the body over the overpass and watching it hit the street. Fuck, I hate the street, my view was sick and you dismiss it. 26 years old and already OG wicked. Why you tripping, motherfucker, you don't know me.
When you only on the low key,
we keep it OG. Wake you. Why you tripping, motherfucker? You don't know me.
When you only on the low key,
we keep it OG. Wake you.
Motherfuckers wanna trip cause they think we young as fuck, but we keep it OG. Underground vets, canonized motherfucker. You know what it is. You know how we do. Keeping it OG wicked for you.
You black,
don't really wanna test me.
Black,
M-O-N-O.
Black,
M-O-N-O.
my mind is which one will I get. I'm so sick with it that my mom's ashamed, cause every other day it's a different game, a different name, but the drama's the same. Enough to drive me insane, and better yet, drive the wrong way down the wrong lane. Before the fame would change the charm, I was hitting down bases before the pass of my arm. Dropped out cause me and school didn't fit. Instead of hitting the books, I'd rather hit this bit. Plus, if I didn't stop, I'd probably get shot, cause I'll be damned if I'm about to keep running all of these blocks. Cross that out, I'd rather learn from the streets instead of just going to high school to get my ass beat. This is how it was and forever will be, known as a look into my history.
You don't wanna see me.
Stays blue, hate three knows me, and shoot a dust too. If you don't like them, then I don't like you won't like me, I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots, we don't need a radio, bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots, we can raise hell before the speed stops for my outlaws. Give me two shots, we don't need a radio, bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots, we can raise hell before the speed stops.
Let me get that mic one time, I'll show you how a southern boy does it. And pour another round for my moonshine cousins. A toast to the west, courtesy of the south. Brought to you by Colt Ford, people all aboard. This the midnight rider, call me baby Bo Sleepers. For truckers and one percenters, I'm the southern representative. The midnight rider, a shotgun shooter, real bad motherfucker. I'm the liquor store looter. Any way you want it, I can give it to you, baby. If you work it just right, maybe you can get the gravy. Damn, Katy Perry was right. This Cali girl need to come to the south and see that southern swirl. I'm a mud-digging, frog-gigging, blue-collar man. Love Waylon Jennings, Skinner, Knuckle Sam. What you see is what you get. That's all that I am. If you don't like that, I don't give a damn. Cause I'm a
whiskey-drinking S.O.B. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
And we are back, and Ghetto G, I don't want to live on this planet no more.
And why is that?
Let's see. Teen mom, 16 and pregnant, some stupid new show called Virgin Territory.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, they got that shit all backwards.
It's so true, they do.
Instead of having 16 seasons of Teen Mom, they should have had Virgin Territory with virgins first. And then you could have prevented 16 fucking seasons of Teen Mom.
Yeah. But this is MTV we're talking about.
Yeah. The fucking idiots that glorify pregnant teenagers. Good job, MTV.
Yep. Yeah, but that's what I was saying earlier, man. The fact that, you know, we get all this shit. And then all of a sudden, I mean, they're pretty much encouraging fucking kids to get fucking pregnant.
Yeah. Man, I'm going to call back. My phone keeps crackling.
All right. The fuck? Okay, they made changes to the soundboard, too. There, Angel. But now when someone hangs up, it drops their, don't know. Damn it, Blow Talk, stop giving us fucking updates on this damn site. Welcome back,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, fuck you, Blog Talk, yeah.
It's funny it the fact that, Angel was up in her mouth saying, what's taking G? Well, he's here.
What's taking me?
Yeah.
Besides the devil? I
guess besides the devil.
So, did you watch the finale of the challenge?
I saw most of it. I mean, I wanted to see who was, going to be named the new director of wrestling operations for TNA.
Come on, you could have saw that and then saw all of fucking the challenge.
Well, at least now we know who it is.
Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
It's true. I mean, technically, you know, Kurt's right, though. I mean, you know, he doesn't really have any motivation. I mean, you know, let's see. He's like, what, a 13 world champ?
Man, if that coat that Tommy Dreamer was wearing is for his wrestling promotion, it's rather whack. That's not too hardcore there, Tommy.
Yeah, I noticed. And damn Al Snow and the fucking referees. They should have just allowed Tommy Dreamer to kick the shit out of fucking EC3.
Yeah, because he was doing so much damage with that plastic garbage can.
Yeah.
I think they, whoever the hell that guy was, man, that got smacked in the face with the other trash can by Jeff Hardy, I think that hurt a little more.
Ah, you must be talking about Bram.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh. You know, I was hoping to see Tommy Dreamer pile drive EC3 onto the concrete.
Well, he gave him a backdrop.
Yeah, onto the fucking mat.
Nah, wasn't it? That was on the floor.
That was on the mat that was rolled up by a fucking dumbass EC3.
The mats are gray too.
underneath the fucking mats that they have like around the fucking ring, they're like those are gray underneath.
Okay then.
But of course, that didn't happen because. Al Snow, who everybody wants him to give head, from.
What I want to know is why Abyss always brings that fucking Janus thing in the play when nobody ever gets hit with it.
Except for him.
Nobody ever gets hit with this fucking thing. Why do you have it?
Man, the only one that gets hit with it is fucking Abyss. Himself.
Like I'm saying, if somebody was to get hit with that, they'd be fucking dead. But, like, what the hell do you have that you're going to hit nobody for? I mean, shit, man, WWE and shit, they had the barbed wire bats and fucking 2x4s and shit. At least people got hit with them.
Yeah, right? But, you know, there's one person and one person only who's ever gotten hit with fucking Janus.
Well, did he hit himself?
No. Abyss hit fucking RVD with that shit.
Well, no wonder RVD. No wonder RVD can't do very much anymore.
Exactly. See, now you know
fucking,
why.
Fucking crippled him.
Pretty much. But God. But you're right though. I mean, Abyss brings it out, and he doesn't even use it. It always gets stuck in the fucking turnbuckle.
Yeah, yeah. Every time he goes to use it, it always gets stuck in a fucking turnbuckle. Every time. Like, wow, look at all that excitement.
Yeah. And then Brandy starts to fucking handcuff him to the fucking guardrail. They've been dumbass.
As people learn nothing, every time they handcuff that motherfucker to something, he always gets out. I mean, it's happened like 3 times. And shit, man. If I was front row there, man, I would have fucking broke that shit off too. Be like, yo, I got you. And I just kick that shit. It probably would break if I would kick it.
Well, they were in PA, so you know you could have gone.
Man, that's far away. That's hours away.
Yeah, you could have done that. You know, you could have kidnapped fucking either Velvet Sky or Angelina Love.
Yeah, I'd go with Velvet Sky because Angelina Love isn't all that hot.
Yeah, she's turned more. She looks more like a crackhead now.
I mean, she got a nice ass though, but like, I don't know. She's more manly now.
Or shit, man. You could have kidnapped fucking Taryn Terrell.
I don't know. I don't even really like that girl. Although I do got links to her nude photos, though.
Yeah, there you go. That works out.
I had those for like a couple years.
Yeah, so apparently, well, it looks like Angel's going to call in here soon.
No, great.
He just left the room.
Deserve that. So let it be known, no matter how much you work out and exercise and all that shit, you're still probably going to die if you do a long endurance challenge.
Well, yeah.
Because on that challenge, man, fucking Zach, man, he was crying like a little baby the whole fucking time.
I believe it.
And as much as I hate Laurel, man, she was like, he was crying like a 300-pound baby. Because he really was. He was crying, because he was cramping up and shit like the whole fucking time. So no matter how much you work out and all that muscle you got, man, it doesn't really matter in the end.
You know, Fermenter, you know, when he was talking about cramping up, I could have sworn he turned into a fucking chicken and it was on a period.
No, everybody cramps up, even Puerto Ricans.
Screw you.
You know, those long, hard strolls through the desert.
Desert? We don't even got the fucking desert, the fuck.
I don't know. I've never been to Puerto Rico. I don't know what the fuck's over there. Long, hard jogs.
There ain't no desert. It's mostly all jungle.
Okay. Through the jungle. See Angel now, man, swinging like Tarzan.
Yeah. Hey, fucking, yeah, and breaking the fucking vine.
Getting chased by monkeys.
I can see now.
No.
Man, is that what Tarzan sounds like, motherfucker? What the hell?
Are you afraid of monkeys? Huh? Is that what you're saying?
No, Planet of the Apes. Damn.
You? Did he just say he'd rather be an ape? The fuck?
Yo, I call you back. I got a co-worker calling me back.
You got a who calling you back?
A co-worker for JSC.
Okay.
Or is it about money? Go answer your phone then, man.
But how funny would it be by the time he calls back? Like, we end.
I don't understand. What is that about? It's not like a real job.
Yeah, but he calls it a, but I don't know. He calls him a co. He calls him coworkers.
What the hell is that shit?
I don't know. I got a coworker.
Yeah,
I
want to see if he wants to switch shifts. Like, do you want to babysit on the internet today? During my time.
Oh, man. But damn it, bully. Man, yo, like, every time he goes to put a fucking 50 cards through a fucking table, he fucks up.
How does he fuck up?
Because he doesn't put it through the damn table.
Well, why not? You know,
because you got fucking Spud and dumbass EC3 that get in the way.
I thought it was like when he was stuttering and shit. He just needs somebody to slap him.
Man, that could be a possibility too. But no, man, all that was just fucking. I mean, Bully Ray, all you need to do is find something sharp and just stab EC3, and then literally just fucking kick fucking Spud a few times and he'd be dead. Light the table on fire, and then put Dixie Carter to a flaming table.
Then she would die.
Oh, that's kind of the point. That's kind of the point.
Can't really kill people on TV.
Well, why not?
Because then there will be lawsuits.
Fine, don't put it through a flame table, just put it on a regular old table and, you know, break it in half.
Well, if Mae Young could live through that, so could she.
This is true. And Mae Young was a fucking nutty old fucking hag.
Exactly. And she jumped, got thrown off a fucking stage through two tables.
Yeah, and she still had a fucking hand.
As were this. This is just one table on level ground. Shouldn't be too bad.
By the way, on the reunion, when they showed fucking dumbass fucking, the hell was his name? Jordan. I said the best thing ever.
Well, I'm glad you think so.
No, because you know how fucking he says always calling himself the one man band. Well, Jordan.
The one man hand.
Exactly. But of course, you know, I had to do like Keith Slater. It's the one hand man, baby.
That shit came on and I saw Laurel. I was like, man, fucking bitch.
Yeah, right.
Look at her, man, sitting there all like, no expression on her face. Just angry.
Yeah, as usual.
I was really hoping she would lose.
I was hoping Bonanza would lose.
I was hoping for that too, but we all knew that wasn't going to happen.
Well, maybe now that he's won his fifth fucking challenge. Yeah, exactly. And that Laurel's finally won one. Maybe she'll go away too.
Yeah. But yeah, man, that is a fucking like karma right there though, man. From Zach pushing that Sam bitch around the whole time that one challenge. And now he died on this one.
Yeah, this is very true. But see, this is why I think Carl Maria should have gone. You know, should have stayed.
She broke her hand, man. They weren't going to let her continue.
Man. They should have.
I mean, really, what could she do with one hand?
I don't know, but if you think about this, it would have been fucking perfect and funny as all hell for Laurel to lose to somebody with one hand.
Let me climb up this giant fucking volcano and mountain and all that shit with one hand.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. But think about it, man. Fucking, at least, you know, Cara Maria, you know, had a fucking advantage for that wall. She could have used the fucking cast that they put her in. And just
yeah,
had a
well, she didn't.
Yeah.
Now, see, if only Nani wouldn't have, you know, freaked out about a spider for like 5 minutes and freaked out about her feet being cold, she probably
like
could have won.
Yeah, that's probably true. But unfortunately, if she won, then that means we would have had to see Laurel again for another challenge.
I mean, for fuck's sake, like, they even passed up Zach and them. Like, if she wanted to complain so much, she could have fucking took it. But no.
Yeah, I agree. But again, like I said, if that happened, we'd probably end up seeing fucking Laurel for another fucking challenge.
I'm probably going to see her again anyway.
Man, I hope not. Bitch already won a fucking damn challenge. This is one challenge. She don't need another one. I mean, come on, at least fucking Wes was smart. You know, he won a fucking challenge last year, and he chose not to come back.
And I really hate that they call this the most difficult challenge ever. Like, there was no eating weird shit and climbing up a giant mountain. No, real crazy shit, you know?
Yeah, right.
It was just them doing one stage, taking a breather, doing another stage, taking a breather, you know?
Yeah, pretty much.
And then they rode a bike. Like, really? The last time they had to stay awake all night and stand on one foot or some shit, that whatever that was.
Yeah, I remember that.
But now they said this is the most difficult. Are you kidding me? I disagree.
I mean, come on. You got to ride a fucking bike. You got to sit down for a little bit.
I mean, shit, man. Fucking Johnny, he did that real fucking quick and he was done. Boom, I went to bed.
Yeah, right?
Everybody else, it took him like 3 hours. Now, see, when they said they were going to ride a bike, I really thought they had to go ride a bike for that long.
No.
But no, it was a fucking, just, you know, exercise bike.
Exactly, man. What the fuck is that bullshit? Again, you got to sit down. You weren't actually going anywhere.
Well, it is a good time, you know, rest your legs, even though you have to, you know, keep moving them, but you still get to sit, yeah.
Exactly, man.
Dude, how about that? Look, here's a scene of monkey in a jungle.
Man,
I was just talking about that. What the fuck?
Man, you must be seeing the commercial for fucking Dawn of the Apes.
No, man, it's a clip on ridiculousness.
You see that, man? You talk about monkey in the jungle. It's a fucking angel. And then it comes on TV.
Yeah, I always say something, and then I see it down the line. Like, what the fuck? I was just talking about this.
Yeah, right. I mean, come on. It's like, you know, when we say something about WWE, we see it on WWE.
Yeah, it's like they listen to us.
Yeah. See, this is why I think me and you should be the fucking, you know, COO of WWE. Because at least we know what's best for business.
Well, I wouldn't really put us in charge. I mean, there'd be a lot more people fired.
Yeah, say, Carl, you're fired. Michael Cole, you're fired. Right, Bassel.
See you later, Michael Cole.
Right, Bassel, you're fired. Stardust, you just creep the fuck out. John Cena, you want too many titles, you're fired.
Yeah, John Cena, number one. Peace out, man.
Roman Reigns, you can't wrestle, you're gone.
Yeah, Roman Reigns, I now sentence you to a lifetime in TNA.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure even TNA's not going to want him.
See, over in TNA, they don't give a fuck who, like, the big people are, man. They just put anybody anywhere, you know? They don't have, like, the fucking mid-carders or the, you know, main eventers and shit. They just throw anybody anywhere.
Exactly. I mean, come on, look at Eric Young. You know, they made him fucking champion.
Like, that's a good thing, man. Like, WWE should do that, you know? But no, they gotta focus on only certain people.
Yeah, Cena, Roman Reigns, Orton.
Right. I swear to God, if John Cena wins on Sunday, man, I'm fucking kidding.
Man, if Cena wins, we revolt.
Yeah, we riot in the streets, motherfucker.
Exactly, bud.
Even though it would just be us, but nobody will understand what we're doing. But at least we know.
Yeah, because we don't need to see another fucking John Cena versus Daniel Bryan again.
I'm going to end up like that guy on NXT walking around with a sign saying, fuck Cena or some shit.
But you see, now, there again, if me and you were in charge of fucking WWE, man, we'd get rid of the PG era and bring back the Attitude Era and bring back the fucking blood and shit like that.
Well, there's still a little bit of blood, not so much as there used to be, but yeah, that would be nice, somebody to actually get injured.
Exactly. Other than fucking Rey Mysterio on the street car all the time.
Yeah, over a broken finger, out for 10 years.
Exactly. And shit, at least then that way, you know, Cena would never have to get a title shot ever again.
It should be that way, man. He's had enough fucking title runs.
Exactly, man. Fucking, then again, so has fucking Orton. Orton's had two, has enough as already had two. So, he'd be out.
Well, he didn't hold it for, like, that long, though, you know? He had, like, separate times for just a little bit of time. As we're John Cena, like, didn't he hold it for, like, a whole fucking year?
I think so.
So, yeah, that doesn't need to happen again. Or they're going to make him win and then, you know, Daniel Bryan, you know, beat him, like, the next pay-per-view.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Like, give somebody new, give somebody different a shot. Give fucking Rusev a shot.
What the fuck did he do? Man, what that motherfucker does is kiss the ring, man. What the hell? Why does he deserve a title shot?
Oh, I mean, at least I want to be Cena getting the title shot.
Like, he's busy playing Mother Russia bullshit. You know, he ain't going to get no title shot.
Okay, so then there you go. We can make a match between him and John Cena and then have Lana crush him.
Well, the next match is going to be Big E again versus him.
Oh, joy.
I sure hope that lasts longer than the other one.
Man, we both know that's not going to happen.
Because we really don't need to see another 5-second match with them.
It's so damn true.
But damn it, WWE, quit ripping off movies.
Oh, man. Let's see here. I'm looking at, Del Rio would be fired. Roman Reigns would be fired. Fucking Bad News Bear would be fired.
Yeah. Definitely. I'm afraid I've got some bad news. You're fired.
Fucking Dolph Ziggler would be fired. That gay faggot.
We may as well keep him around and do what WWE does. Keep making him lose.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, he came up. I mean, you know, the only reason I'd fire him is because if he came up in the fucking Spirit Squad.
Put Paige in some bra and panty matches.
Hey, bring those back. Bring back the fucking, put the little fucking pillow fight matches that he used to have.
And I really think she wouldn't have a problem with those matches either.
I don't think she would either.
Have her versus Emma. There you go.
Hell yeah. That's, no, better yet, a three-way. Paige versus Summer Rae.
Well, way to make it even better, yes. Well, we're going to have to leave it up to the WWE Universe. Vote on the WWE app now.
Yeah, we would totally get rid of the WWE app. Thank you very much.
Matter of fact, we don't hear very much about that anymore.
No, we just hear about the WWE Network now.
Yeah, now it's that.
It's taking the place of the WWE app.
But he doesn't talk about it as much, though.
And it's funny because of the fact the WWE Network is, you know, for like an iPod or something, it's on the WWE app.
For everything, it's on an app.
Yeah, but like with the WWE app, you have a choice, you know, either do fucking WWE Network or not. So technically, shouldn't he still be, you know, promoting the WWE app, since, you know, WWE Network on the app for the iPhone and the iPods and shit like that? But no,
he just
the WWE Network.
Ask Damian Sandow, maybe he knows.
Yeah, there's another thing that's going to be done with him. It's him doing fucking stupid gimmicks if we're in charge.
I'd make him Intercontinental Champion.
I wouldn't go that far.
I would. You're welcome.
PlayStation Store has some movies on sale.
No Joyride. One cares.
Joyride 3. Fuck that.
I only saw the first one.
Let's see, but yeah, man, see, here we go again. You have to go to the WWE app and it says right here, tap here to watch WWE Network. or go for the second screen experience. So either way, if you're on an iPod, an iPhone, Android, you still need the WWF or the WWE Network. But Cole's just stupid.
Well, no shit.
See, now, there's another thing. We get rid of Cole and we replace him with Joey Styles. We get rid of fucking JBL and we replace him with JR.
And then we'll add another announce table. Not the Spanish announce table. Not the French one. But we'll have the Divas announce table.
Yeah, there you go. We can have
We'll have Renee Young over there.
Yeah, Renee Young. You can throw fucking Trish in there. Lita.
Because, I mean, Renee Young pretty much runs that fucking commentary over there on NXT.
This is true.
That's where the other two people are talking all the time, and they're just retarded. I don't even really listen to them when they talk, like on any show that they're doing, like Main Event or Superstars or some shit.
Yeah.
Speaking of Main Event, what the fuck was up with that interview Roman Reigns made Renee Young take her shoes off? Like, what?
Fuck.
He was like, I feel more comfortable if you took your shoes off, just in case this is a trap. We'd have to get out of here really fast. Like, did you just tell her to take her shoes off?
Wait, this is a Main Event?
Yeah.
What the fuck is Roman Reigns thinking?
And then she actually took her shoes off.
What the fuck? Wow.
Yeah. Because he thought the interview was a trap or whatever, even though it really was, you know, Triple H came on the screen talking, and then Kane came out.
Wow. So what the fuck
was really strange.
Your man? She could have ran in her shoes.
Yeah, he was like, I feel more comfortable if you took your shoes off. I went.
That's just... What the fuck was he thinking?
I don't know.
Maybe we should try that fucking line with a chick one of these days. I would feel more comfortable if you took your shoes off. I feel this is a trap.
Yeah. Because you know she's going to run away. You feel more comfortable if you take your shoes off. What bitch is gonna run out the house, you know, with no shoes on?
Exactly.
She can run real fast. I bet she trips. Or falls.
Wow. Fucking Roman Reigns. You're just proving to the world you're still a fucking moron. Like, who the fuck? Like,
I don't know. I'm just
saying
it was real strange. That's all.
That's another statement right there. I mean, what the fuck?
Man, they're trying to make him into, like, The Rock.
Yet The Rock's never told anybody to take their shoes off.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, he's always flirting with the chicks and saying some dumb shit.
Yeah. Take your shoes off. I feel better, more comfortable if you took your shoes off.
I feel that you're very offended by this.
You know what? We should make a promo with that. When and say, I'd be more comfortable if you took your shoes off. Before tweeting the joke about Rider Radio.
That doesn't even make any sense. Why? Why do you even need shoes? How do we even know you're wearing shoes?
Well, it makes no sense for him to tell her to take her shoes off. He's gonna run.
Well, you know, she has heels on. So, chicks don't usually run very well in heels.
This is true. But damn it, Roman Reigns, you're an idiot.
Yeah. But the WWE likes it.
Well, they're an idiot too.
Well, we knew this for years.
Like, wow, no. I don't know, just... Man, that better not happen on fucking Money in the Bank.
Man, Money in the Bank, he's gonna shove in a Superman suit.
Man, he probably will. That FC, they'll fucking... Bray Wyatt will pull out some fucking kryptonite and just toss it and just throw it at his head.
But I want to know is that little punch that he does. Does Superman even do a punch like that?
No. He's
I always wondered that. I was like, I don't know about this.
Yeah, no. Superman's never done a punch like that. Ever.
No, it really doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. I mean, technically, it's called a, there's a few punches for it. Like, yeah, a few names for it. Superman punch, Cobra punch, Falcon punch, jumping punch, or diving punch.
Really? Jumping punch, I would have never guessed.
Well, I mean, it's a martial arts move, actually. It's Muay Thai, Sound Tzu.
Seriously? I can do that move.
Taekwondo, mixed martial arts.
I don't need to learn that shit. I can do it myself.
Yeah. Just watch fucking Roman Reigns and learn what not to do when he does it.
Although there are times where, you know, wrestling moves go wrong. You know, as a kid, wrestling with people and shit, went for a power bomb, dropped his kid on his fucking neck. Yeah, that could have ended very, very wrong.
It's funny because it's like, you know, I'm reading this shit on fucking Wikipedia. It says right here, the technique has also been adapted in professional wrestling and is currently a signature move of Roman Reigns. Really? We need to know that it's a signature move when we don't know this?
I don't know. It's not even really a move. It sucks. It's as good as Mojo's finishing move.
Yeah, but both of us, I think Mojo's finishing move is a little bit better than a Superman punch.
Seriously. All he does is barely jump on the dude's chest. Seriously.
Yeah, but you know what? At least he doesn't follow up with a spear afterward.
Well, there's the plus in that, yes.
Whereas Roman Reigns does a Superman punch, he does a spear.
What I love is whenever Seth Rollins does the power bomb in the corner, and then the person has to, you know, come all the way over there for him to get the curbstone.
Yeah, right.
Why don't you just stay in the corner?
Yeah, pretty much just stay over there. Oh no, he has to come. He has to come all the way over for a fucking curb stomp.
Yeah, I'd rather people call it the Blackout though. That's a better name.
Well, yeah. I don't know. It's a little bit too racist when it's a curb stomp.
Yeah, just a little bit. And he's always doing it to black guys.
Exactly. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens at Money in the Bank.
Let's see, how many matches were there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 matches.
Well, at the moment they only have like 3 listed.
They have 5 matches. The 2 Money in the Banks.
Yep.
Paige versus Naomi. Fucking the tag team championship match. And then Stardust and Goldust versus Ryback's.
Again. Yeah, but at the moment they only have like 4 matches listed, like, at the moment.
Well, wait until tomorrow, motherfucker, and I bet you they accept on SmackDown or some shit. Or I really don't know how that's going to happen, because there's nothing else coming up before the pay-per-view.
Yeah, this is true.
Well, there was Superstars tonight. Maybe they did it there.
We can only hope.
This is creepy.
That ain't the truth.
That's what they should chant during, you know, when Stardust is out there now.
You think, but, you know.
This is creepy.
But they won't do it. I think it's funny how Seth Rollins has had a couple names since coming.
Oh, here we go. Here we go with the names.
Oh, Seth Rollins and Tyler Black.
Yeah.
And apparently his finishing move as Tyler Black was a corkscrew 450 splash.
See that?
He also did a what he referred to as God's last gift.
What's that?
Small package driver, which is like a fisherman buster into a small package.
So he's always had at least a decent finishing move.
And also, you know, he's got the super kick.
Well, everybody fucking does that. Fucking Luke Harper does that shit.
That's true. And then, let's see. Apparently, he's got a move that he doesn't listen to use too much, but it's called the, he refers to it as a Skywalker.
And what the hell is that?
Standing Shiranyu? Something.
Oh. Where you. Fuck it. I know what the hell you're talking about. It's like a...
Yeah. It's
like a, like a reverse DDT type thing.
Yeah.
He did that. Yeah, apparently. He did it on, like, a few matches, that's all.
Yeah, but, you know, I think he should do that more
in
often.
In WWE.
Yeah, but I think he's been more using it as a signature move than a finisher move, though, lately.
I thought it was funny that one clip that's on the internet of him doing the moonsault off that fat guy just standing there.
Oh, but I think that's a clip I got to find of him doing a moonsault off a fat person.
Because they were outside the ring, and you know how people run on the ring post. Well, there was just a fat guy standing there, and he ran up him and flipped backwards.
Ah, oh, this is an ugly bitch. You know what? I'll check with the name Rain. Nah, we hope she looks better, but.
So, have you excited about the new show coming on?
Snack off.
No.
You should be on that show. You could throw random things together.
I probably could.
You know, it's brought to you by Rob Dyrdek, and he took Big Black on there, and he made some crazy shit. So you could be on that damn show.
That would just be probably a horrible idea.
They give you random ass things to throw together and make something out of it. I think you could do it. You could win the golden spork.
but don't they also give you like a fucking blade as well, like a knife?
What? Of course they give you a knife.
Okay, Ghetto. Think about this. Me with a knife on a TV show. On MTV. That probably would have gone
so
well.
You're not supposed to go fucking killing everybody. Alright, Jason, relax, man. Make some food. Here, have a Snickers.
I don't want a Snickers. I don't like Snickers.
Jeez. Doesn't like Snickers.
Nope. The Snickers have peanuts in them. I don't like peanuts.
Do you like peanut butter?
I like peanut butter.
What the fuck?
But it has to be creamy peanut butter. If it's crunchy, I won't touch it.
It has to be creamy.
Well, that was just creepy.
Well, as were Victoria, man. She's allergic to peanuts.
Well, yeah, she probably has peanut butter.
And she always eats peanut something. And always complains about how she's dying. It's your own fault.
Yeah, because you keep eating the fucking shit. If you're allergic, don't eat it. I'm allergic.
She knows,
like...
she knows she's allergic to shit. She still eats it, yes.
That's the fucking what you call stupidity at its finest.
Well, nobody ever said she was the smartest person.
This is very true.
Although her school seems to think differently.
Yeah. The fact that... I don't even know what to say about that one. She must become like a fucking doctor or whatever the fuck it is. I'm sorry, bitch, but you would never be my doctor.
Doctor?
See, that always wants to be like a chiropractor or something.
The fuck?
We're talking about the San Victoria, right?
I don't know.
Victoria Ann?
Okay, yeah. I don't know what she's going to school for.
Yeah, because apparently she wants to become a chiropractor or a doctor.
Well, hell, she should go to school for that. She cracked my back.
She about to cheese my fucking, end up snapping your fucking back.
Well, my back's already probably fucked up from the weird ways I crack it, but...
I can see it now. You say one thing about her having big titties, and she snaps your back.
That's all she ever talks about is titties. Like, I don't think it's going to be a problem.
This is probably true.
Seeing as how she's also into females. So.
Yeah, she just become a straight-up lesbian. Because she has no love.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think she'd be a lot happier.
Yeah, because, you know, then again, I don't really see her in too long of a relationship, even with another chick.
I don't know. I don't know any relationships with her dating chicks, but all the dudes, they only lasted for so long, yeah.
Exactly. That's my point right there. That means she can't keep a relationship. So how the fuck do we expect her to, you know, be in a relationship with a chick? I mean,
she can marry Facebook, man. She's always fucking screaming at it.
There you go. I'm just wondering, like, especially when you have two chicks and they're both on their period at the same time.
That's something nobody should have to be by ever.
Man, how much you want to bet for getting Angel Pryor try to call him back in?
Yeah, right now.
He's sitting there like, what the fuck's going on? Or screaming at his phone in Spanish. And his phone responds, please respond in English.
Please press 1 for English.
Please press 2 if you're an idiot. And still speak Spanish.
There shouldn't be 2 options. There should be only English.
I agree. That ain't ever gonna happen. Or give them fucking... Or what they should do is press 1 for English, and just for him, press 2 for French.
For French?
Yeah, man, but come on, man, fucking... With us, we get press 1 for English and press 2 for Spanish. For the fucking Spanish people, they should get press 1 for English, but press 2 for a whole different language, like French or Russian or Chinese.
So Spanish isn't even an option for them.
Hell nah.
They ain't gonna know what the hell's going on then.
Exactly my point. You know, that'd be fun. Like I said, as Americans, we have 2 options. English or Spanish. Why can't he get 2 options that, you know, doesn't involve Spanish? Just get English or another language.
Yeah, it's like the internet. Chat rooms. Do you either want bots or guys? Females don't like the internet, apparently.
No, they do not. So we get all bots.
Bots and guys. Woo!
Oh, that's probably a perfect situation for Angel there.
Oh, he'd love it.
Oh, I mean, you know, what was it, like, last time or something like that, you know, he wasn't made to, like, an all-female.
It's probably true. We could throw him out there with Carrie. Carrie likes she-males as well.
Well, Carrie's is a different breed of stupidity.
Well, she does seem to be very happy about being the manager of the dollar store.
Again, a different breed of crazy.
I mean, yeah, you're making money and shit, but like, I don't know. It's a dollar store, man.
Yeah, right? I mean, come on. That's like saying that you're happy about being a manager for McDonald's.
Nobody could ever say they're happy being the manager of McDonald's.
I don't know. I think she could.
I'm yet to meet anybody that actually likes working at McDonald's.
Man, I fucking hated it. There again, I was the only white person amongst a bunch of fucking Spanish people. That probably explains it.
Damn, dude, we got like almost the same thing as that here, except it's black people.
Yeah, it's funny because even now, when I go into the same one I used to work for, you see, I saw those Spanish people. Maybe 2 black guys and then 1 white dude.
We're now the minority.
Exactly. Man, what happened is Obama's running all these damn fucking sticks across the border.
Well, yeah, we let him over.
Unfortunately, yeah.
And made him president.
Hey, I didn't make him president. All the dumbasses that voted for him made him president. But news flash for all the idiots. He shouldn't even be president because he's not for America. All
right, you need to calm down, Donald Trump. We don't need to go into that again.
There you go, Donald Trump for president.
No.
Ha, or at least, you know, when it comes to like election day, have Donald Trump go up to fucking Obama and tell Obama, you're fired.
Soon enough.
I say let Triple H or fucking Stephanie do it, but I'm afraid Stephanie might still have some shit, but even by the time that comes around. And just think, Triple H had to go home with that.
Yeah, right, man. Shower a lot.
Man, I'm having a feeling even all the showers in the world still couldn't get her cleaned and get the smell out of her hair.
Well, next time you see her, go ahead and sniff her.
I think I'll have somebody else sniff her for me.
Uh-oh, the new Transformer movie comes out tomorrow. Today.
Yeah, I will not be seeing it.
What? I thought you were a Transformer fan.
And do you not see who's in that fucking movie?
Oh, that's why you don't want to see it.
I mean, if there's anybody other than Mark Wahlberg, I'd go see it.
Oh, boo-hoo.
But at least Sci-Fi's got two new fucking shows on now, which is good. Dominion and Spartacus.
Wasn't Spartacus on a different channel?
Nope, Sci-Fi.
I could have sworn that was on, like, on AMC or some shit.
That was a different Spartacus. This one's Spartacus Blood and Sand.
The one you're thinking about
the one you're thinking about was I believe on HBO or Showtime.
I'm just saying it was already on something.
Yeah. Let's see. Hey, look, Lucy Lawless is a part of this. Should be interesting. Even though she's all old as fuck now. Just like my coworker Justin wants it to be another Brady Bunch movie.
Yeah, that might happen.
Yeah, never.
Even though Alice is dead.
Man, I think half the fucking cast in the original fucking pretty much is probably dead by now. The father's probably dead. One of the kids is probably dead.
No, the dad ain't dead.
Well, somebody from that show died, besides Alice.
I don't know who.
Find out. Let's go to the iPod. Brady Bunch.
How they became the Brady Bunch.
Oh.
What you mean no, nigga?
I mean no, nigga.
The Brady Bunch.
Damn it, give me the main cast, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck about Sam and the stupid dog. And that dumbass little kid that they brought in there, Oliver.
Oh, Oliver.
He's probably a crackhead anyways. Let's see. Maybe it's Henderson. Maybe she's the one dead. the mother of the Brady Bunch. Oh, no, she's still alive.
No, she's still alive. Didn't she make out with the Great Khali, like, 2 years ago?
Oh, yeah, that's right, she did. I forgot about that. Robert Reed, the father. Are we sure he's still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
No, he's dead.
Nah.
Died in 92.
Nah.
He died of colon cancer.
Nah, I really thought that dude was still alive.
Oh, nope, he's dead. So let's see, Alice is dead, the father's dead. Let's see.
Oh, Mike.
Greg Brady, are you still alive or are you dead?
I want to say they're alive, but I'm probably wrong.
Well, he's still alive. He just looks like a big fucking crackhead. So you might as well say he's dead.
Well, everybody off all these family shows and shit always end up being some type of crackhead or a fucking slut.
Marsha Brady, nah, she's a crackhead now.
Oh, so how about that, how was that girl's name off of Hannah Montana? What was her friend's name?
Lily?
Yeah, how about she got another show coming on?
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's going to be on ABC Family.
Oh, yeah, speaking of which, today's the 27th. Are you ready?
The fuck does that mean?
Girl Meets World premieres tonight.
Girl Meets World, huh?
Yeah.
What time's that come on?
I think like 8 o'clock.
On ABC?
Disney.
Disney. Disney Channel at 8 o'clock. I'll see if I remember.
Let's see here. Tonight. Skip to it. There we go. Okay, no, it comes on about
9:45.
Yeah, because they got some show up on there called Zapped that's going to be on instead of that from 8 to like 9. That comes on at 8.
So almost fucking 10 o'clock, man.
Yeah.
The hell is that about? Can watch all of SmackDown.
Let's see, Bobby Brady's still alive. Kinda. Maybe it's Cindy that died. Let's find out. We can only pray.
Steve.
Man, that little bitch was annoying as all fuck. Nope, she's still alive. She's old as fuck, but she's still alive. Okay, so just the dad and Alice dead.
Okay, then.
Now we know.
Yeah, did you know?
Well, I knew someone from that because Alice was dead.
See, there you go. There's a new segment you could steal off of WWE. You could put it on here. Did you know? And then give us a random fact.
Yeah, there we go. I can do that.
It could be about anything, or it could be about people that are dead that you may not know.
Yeah, that could work out. Yeah, it looks like the normal time for fucking Girl Meets World is going to be 9:30, it looks like. Or I could be wrong. Okay, 8 o'clock will be normal time.
8 o'clock on Fridays?
Yeah, it could be its normal time. But tomorrow night, the owner, it's going to be like a fucking 9:45 as a fucking as a premieres.
Well, let's hope this show turns out well.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to see Topanga, see the hell she looks like nowadays.
Yeah, even though I just saw her, what was that, like a couple years ago in that magazine, she still looked hot.
Well, we'll find out how she looks now. See if she looks hot or she's all cracked out.
Well, I really don't think she's cracked out if she's going to be doing a Disney show.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, man. Fucking Selena Gomez came up from Disney and did Spring Breakers.
But she's not cracked out.
No, she ain't cracked out, but I mean, so many people were so disappointed in her because she was Disney.
She was in that movie, but she didn't even do any, like, the bad scenes and shit.
Exactly.
All she did was drink a little bit or whatever.
Exactly, then she went home.
Yeah, and then she went home. So
yeah,
what the hell was people's problems, man? It's not like she was Vanessa Hudgens and the rest of them, you know, getting naked and fucking and all that crazy shit, you know?
I wouldn't mind seeing her naked.
Yeah, that's probably why she didn't do it. She's like, man, all these people would love that.
Exactly. But no, I'm faithful to Justin Bieber, even though we're now broken up.
Well, yeah, that's no longer.
But I think I'm going to pass out. I do got work in the morning.
Woohoo! Work in the morning.
We'll be back tonight.
Goodbye.